Welcome to the Transition Bridge Podcast, the podcast that will help you embrace, grow, and be transformed by the transitions of life. Now here's your host, Debbie Ronka.
Welcome to the Transition Bridge Podcast. I'm Debbie Ronka, your host, and I just wanted to thank you for coming in again one more time to listen to another episode with me. I want you to know how grateful I am for you and for all the wonderful feedback that you've been sending me. You know, I love it when I hear how a particular episode has encouraged you or how it's impacted you or even caused you to think differently. And so I can't tell you how much I value that. And so whatever podcast platform you're using, it would just be so valuable for me and for others if you can just go and rate and review whatever episode you're listening to and let us know what you thought about it. I really appreciate it. You know, so each week my goal is to bring you a transition story. It's a story of what someone else has gone through and how they processed it and their ultimate breakthrough. And see, I believe that's how we get inspired and how we gain new perspective. You know, it all happens when we hear someone else's story. We can relate, we can empathize, and we can all grow from one another's experiences. You know, we have life transitions, but there's also transitions that occur in the marketplace. Business owners, they must make decisions to change their process, or they also need to take risks to grow their business. They're going through transitions that are necessary to take their ideas and their productivity to another level. You know, decision making is a huge component in a transition of any kind. And if we hesitate to make decisions, it's going to affect us. And on the other hand, if we make the decisions too quickly, without allowing that process to have its full work, well, we're going to make some maybe bad choices along the way. So I think it's critical for us to know and understand the power of our decisions, especially for those in the marketplace. And that's why I invited Connor Snyder to be with me today. He's going to come along and share about how he's built and created his business, the decisions he needed to make his company successful. Connor is the co-founder of Story. It's a marketing and technology company that helps people share their authentic message online and build community. His professional career includes experience working in creative content creation, product development, and operations automation. When he's not working, he enjoys hiking and taking walks with his dog Goose and practicing Chinese. Well, I just love all that about you. That's great. Welcome, Connor, to the Transition Bridge Podcast.
Debbie, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I love when you reached out, you know, you wanted to talk about bootstrapping a startup. And I think about all the entrepreneurs that are out there. And in the world the way it is, everybody's wanting to create something new and start. And I just know you probably have a lot of experience and wisdom to share with us. And you wound up turning a side gig marketing agency into a thriving tech company.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's human nature to want to solve problems. I feel like there's so many people I know who are starting a business or they have a side gig or a side hustle or some sort of creative outlet and project. And I think it's really part of our nature to want to solve problems. And I think that's one of the things that I love the most about business and entrepreneurship is you're trying to solve a market problem, and market problems have a whole bunch of complexity when you're building a team and trying to address something to fit that market need. And that problem solving exercise for me is where I get the thrill of it. Like, it gives something healthy for my brain to spin on. And so I think whether you're listening and you're an entrepreneur who's trying to get some tactical ideas about how to be successful bootstrapping, or maybe if entrepreneurship's not your thing, I think what I would love to share with you and your audience is just how do you solve problems? And because that's really what transitions are all about, is understanding where you are and where you need to get to. And that's a problem, right? Not necessarily a bad one. It's just something you've got to solve. I think there's good strategies to get to where you want to go.
I love how you share that, because you're so right, Connor. We have to embrace the decisions. We have to embrace the, we have to solve the problem because it's always going to be there. And you're reminding me of this quote that I have from Peter Drucker. Whenever you see a successful business, someone once made a courageous decision. Mm-hmm. And talking about, you know, being a problem solver, that takes a lot of courage to embrace something, especially when it seems daunting or impossible.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. It definitely, there's days where you're like, what did I get myself into? And, you know, there's that saying, you know, courage isn't the lack of fear. It's the willing to face it. Cause there's so many decisions you make as an entrepreneur where you're like, am I making the right call here? And you've got to be decisive and look to, you know, what are all of the things that I can know? And then how do I make a decision based off of the best information I have? But for me, entrepreneurship really, it started out actually out of a dark place. It was, I had gone through a really bad relationship breakup. I had had some just challenges with my family. And I was kind of at this point where I had a very low self-esteem. I was, you know, feeling suicidal, was working at a job that I hated. And it every day almost felt like a slog, like a little bit like, you know, you clock in, you clock out. What am I doing? Where am I going? Life doesn't feel meaningful. Like I wasn't waking up every day being like, there's something I can sink my teeth into today. You know, everything kind of felt numb. And it was at this point where I kind of let that stress out on just work. I was like, I'm just going to work. I'm going to work through it. And, you know, this is right before COVID where I'm kind of got my side gig thing going on, trying to figure out how to do marketing. And I had a coworker that was like, maybe we should turn this into a bigger thing. Maybe, you know, you've got a lot of talent and know-how. I've got a network of people that I know, and we should partner up and make something happen. And so we started doing that. And it's been interesting because that one decision where I felt like I was in a dark place and everything kind of felt a little bit pointless. As soon as I started solving problems that were outside of my own head, all of a sudden life started to come back in color again. And that was one of the first transitions for me that was a really important lesson, which was when life is feeling a little numb or meaningless, you've got to find purpose. Like you've got to figure out what's the thing that drives you and gives you meaning in your day. And for me, what I found is that I have a very spiritual need to solve a problem, and it can be internal to myself or others or external, you know, in my work, but I have to keep myself busy solving problems that I find meaningful. And that gives me purpose. And we all have to understand what are those things for ourselves. But I think that was my first kind of like transition moment when we were building Story.
That's a huge transition moment because, you know, I always talk about transitions as being the bridges in our life that take us from where we are to where, you know, our next season or direction is, but we can get stuck in that messy middle where, you know, as you're walking through the transition, you have that choice to either go back to where you were and stay stuck or really process what's going on inside of you so you can get breakthrough. And whatever needs to be strengthened or healed even inside of you so that you can get to that next place or next direction in your life with wholeness and clarity. So that's a powerful story. And it sounds to me too, that it's so important. Like you had someone else that said, hey, you've got this and I've got that. And that kind of was like a rung on the ladder in a way to help you start coming up out of that dark place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when you're looking to make a change, you know, there's so many people that have said variations of the phrase, like you're the sum of the five people around you, right? Some people say six or four. I don't think it's quite that mathematic, but the principle is so true. Like who you are around shapes so much of the way you think, right? And our thoughts become our actions and our actions become who we are. Right. And so I think if you're looking at your life and thinking, I want to make some transition, you don't need to be in a bad space want to be in a better space, right? Like if you're looking and saying, I want to be in a different spot, one of the first things you got to do is say, well, who's around me right now? Like, do I have the people around me that will support me getting to that spot? And sometimes the answer is yes. You just need to communicate where you want to go with them, right? Mm-hmm. And other times the answer might be no. You might not have the right people around you. You know, I think that I've seen that in myself from the transition to that moment to now. I have definitely changed my relationship dynamic with some people. And some people are not part of my inner circle like they used to be. And it's because we're going to different places, and that's okay. And I've found people and brought them into that inner circle for me that are aligned with where I want to go and what I want to build. And they support me in that, and they help me stay on track for that. And so I think that with transitions, the first thing you kind of got to do out the gate is be like, who's around me to help me get there?
That's great. That is so powerful, because that's where the transformation occurs too, as you start making those changes around you internally, externally. That's awesome. I love what you're sharing. So tell us about what were your next steps as you were creating story and all the decisions that you had to make.
Yeah, I feel like the next step is the grind. Yeah. And anyone that's like been an entrepreneur or gone into like a long-term creative project, you understand this battle where you wake up and you're like, I'm going to work on this again today. And you're going to work on it all day. And then you're going to look at the work you did that day and think about the impact it made. And you're going to wonder to yourself, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I'm spinning my wheels. And this is just the hard part. It's putting in the reps. It's the actions, the things that, you know, when you look day to day, don't seem like they're that meaningful, but when you zoom out, you know, culminate in a really big change. And I think that that's one of the ways that we struggle when we want to make any sort of transformation. I remember I'm working, you know, my full-time job, I'm working my side gig that's, you know, going long into the night, and you're feeling like, I don't know if you watch Lord of the Rings. I love Lord of the Rings. Uh-huh. And there's this part where Bilbo Baggins is talking to Gandalf, and he's like, I feel like butter spread over too much bread. Like, you just feel like there's not enough time or energy to get it all done. And so what you do is you have to really be very clear on where you're trying to go. So that way, on those days where it feels like you can't see the end from the beginning, you have something you can come back to and say, I want to get to this spot. And for me, it was, I want to go full time. I want to be full time in a business that I built for myself. That was like the transition marker for me. And funnily enough, I got to that day where I was like, all right, I'm going to go to my boss and I'm going to say, hey, it's time for me to go full time in my business. And I was dreading this conversation, you know, like, it's like, what are they going to say? How are they going to react? Like, and I said to him, I was like, hey, listen, you know, I've been doing this side gig. I've kind of told you about it a little bit, but it's gotten pretty big. We're at a point now where I can afford to hire myself. And we need to figure out a way for that transition to happen so I can do, you know, well by you, since you've been enabling me to do this on the side, but also so I can go and really pursue this thing. And what he said next completely surprised me. Had no idea he was going to say this. Oh, he was wow. Like, wait, it's going that well? Like, what would it take for us to buy in on that? And so they actually joined on as a partner into the business. And that transition was crazy.
Oh, that you never you see know? Things like that coming. Oh, my gosh.
I was so surprised, right? And that taught me a really valuable lesson about opportunity, where I couldn't plan for that. Even if that was my goal, it wasn't something that you could even control. But we worked hard to put ourselves in a position that when an opportunity did come, we were ready to take it. And that was all of the days of grinding and all of the reps putting that in for that opportunity to happen. All of a sudden, it's like, well, now we're not just going to have to be a bootstrapped, you know, side gig forever. We're going to all of a sudden have the resources of a much more developed out business that's going to, you know, help us get off the ground. And so that was a really big transformation moment for us as well.
That is huge. And, you know, that says a lot to me about you, Connor, your work ethic and the way that you honored the person you were working with. I think that really has a ripple effect. I think it's so valuable. It's so important how we treat our employees and our employer, because, you know, mm-hmm. like you said, you never saw that coming, but he so valued you, your work ethic. And he was like, I believe in you. Like, you've created this. I want to come alongside. I think that's amazing. That is so cool.
So unexpected. And
yeah,
what's interesting though, is all of a sudden when you have more resources, more corporate structure a little bit, mm-hmm. like now it's not like, hey, it's our side gig on paper. It's like, let's go and like put a deal together for a merger and acquisition. You know, let's get, he's like, you know, let's have the lawyers work it out. And I'm like, lawyers, I don't have a lawyer. Like, what are we talking about? Yeah. So it's like, you know, getting paperwork drafted. And that's another interesting thing is we've got about 93 people on our team now. We all across the world. And what's interesting is the transformation that you then have to look to, you know, as you're scaling the company is interesting because you've got processes and operations and people and all of those things have their own transformation that is partly about steps and processes and also about people. And mm-hmm. It's so easy to say, hey, we're going to grow into this big business, but you can have all the money in the world. If you don't have the right people and the right processes, you'll never get there. And that starts as entrepreneurs with you, the entrepreneur and the leader. Like, you cannot lead if people are not bought into your mission and values. And if you can't articulate where you're trying to go, people aren't going to come along for the ride. It's that simple. And so that's also been a really interesting transition of while we're scaling the operation, looking inward and being like, what is the things that I need to do in order to be able to lead this team to where we want to go? Because that requires me as a leader to change and adapt just as much as I'm asking any of our employees to change and adapt.
I love how you shared with me your company values drive your day-to-day activities.
Mm. Absolutely. Yes. That's our culture.
And gosh, culture is so important, having your purpose, your mission, your plan. So that seems to be like a guideline that you have together with mm-hmm. Story.
Yeah, it's our contract with the team. You know, we've got our purpose as a company, which is to help people share their authentic message online. Everything we do comes back to that. And then we've got, you know, our business mission that kind of feeds into that, goals that we have over the next 3 years. But then we've got our core values. And it's funny because I've been in companies that I've worked for where they like talk about values and things and they go put a vinyl stickler on the wall and then it like never gets talked about again.
Right, right.
it's not a value at that point. And for us, values are, these are the rules by which we play the game. These are the things that we look for in our teammates, that we respect in one another. And it's candid communication, it's commitment, it's craftsmanship, curiosity, drive, good judgment, positive attitude. Those are, and respect. Mm. Those are our core values. And we define those and we read those regularly. And of all of them, I think the one that's the most important is candid communication. Like, no transformation, true transformation and true transition requires you to have a very clear understanding of where you are and where you want to go. If you don't understand where you are, you won't understand the steps that you need to take to get where you want to go. And if you don't understand where you're going, then you're not going to make any steps in a meaningful way towards any real intended direction. Your growth will be, you know, sporadic and opportunistic rather than like driven and optimized for a clear objective. And candid communication is the foundation of that. If I can't clearly say to you, Debbie, what I feel and what I think, because there's a culture of fear or a culture of disrespect, then nothing we do as a team will ever work. We have to be able to respect and honor one another and both individually have the courage to say what needs to be said. Without that piece of it, no company or individual can really achieve their full potential. And so our core values are absolutely at the foundation of everything, because without them, we can never get to our end goals.
I was just going to use that word. That's like foundational, the candid conversation, because gosh, if you can't solve the problems verbally, how can you serve in your people well that are coming on board too? So Connor, I love that. So I would love for you to share with everybody what Story does and how you help people online. Tell us all about your company.
Yeah. So story is this is at the forefront of both AI and like human creativity. And I think we blend those things together really well. Story is a content team in your pocket. So we've got a app on the web and on your phone that gives you ideas of content to create. If you've ever wanted to be a content creator, if you've ever wanted to share a message that you've got inside of you, you tell us the topics you want to be known for. And we create ideas of videos that you can record. And it's just a stream of ideas. You record those videos. And then we've got a team of human content creators that go through and edit those videos to look and feel and sound like you. And then once we've got that vision captured for you, our team can even go and manage that content for you and kind of more like a marketing agency, you know, post it and distribute it and take care of all those things. And so what we're really focused on is helping people create that authentic content and create that relationship with their community, whether it's for business or whether it's for their own personal mission or their own fun side projects. You know, we edit any kind of content that you need. And we actually offer a free video edit for anyone that wants to try us out. They can just go to our website, story.co with two Y's, and give us raw content, and we'll turn that into something fun for your audience to view.
So basically, someone can just give you their ideas on a particular topic, and then you create the content for them that they put in a video that you wind up editing to look like, wow. So they can that is so needed in this day and age, because you do see some of the videos out there and you're like, oh, and then the ones that are like really speak to you, you know, there was some time spent on that because you want them to be impactful and to really touch a person. So let me ask you, so I can imagine you have all different kinds of clients. Being authentic can be a big struggle.
So hard.
You know, so share with us, like, what do you think are some of the maybe top three common mindsets that some of your clients have about even doing videos and coming into that authentic space?
Yeah, authenticity is such a great subject. I think it's one of those things that, you know, people like Brené Brown and Simon Sinek have really kind of championed vulnerability, bring your whole self to work kind of things. And sometimes I think it ends up being maybe misrepresented by people, where it's like you have to like always wear your heart on your sleeve and maybe share a bunch of things about yourself that you're not comfortable with. And I don't think that's what authenticity is about. I think authenticity is really about being candid. I think it's really about saying the truth of something. There's power in saying the truth of something. And I think that sometimes it's really easy for us to hide behind like corporate speak, marketing buzzwords. You know, we're talking about the synergy of things and I think sometimes it can become this word soup where we wonder, like, are we just, it's almost like we're just exchanging memes. Like, we're not actually connecting on this deeper human level. And I think that authenticity for me is you saying exactly how you feel about something, even if without having to feel like you put a filter on it. And that's tough. We live in the day and age of Instagram filters, and like it's often more comfortable for us to want to view everything we create as if it's for an audience and that it's going to be reviewed critically. And I think that when we're authentic, authenticity naturally is a dividing thing, right? Like, for me to authentically say my opinion, you know, is going to maybe for some people, I was talking to a guy yesterday, you know, he's telling me he loves cars, loves loud cars where the engine revs loud, loves working on cars. And I'm a techie nerd. I have a Tesla. I really like my Tesla. And that's like, that's just a sin for him. Right. And so like, for me to say how much I love my electric car will be maybe something that makes him feel put off by me or something. Right. But if I don't say how I feel when someone's asking me how I feel, or I have an opportunity to speak, what ends up happening is I sacrifice my authenticity for, you know, blending in. And I think that we have to kind of go through that. We've got to exercise that muscle of saying how we actually feel, because each of us has a unique point of view that has something to add for someone else. And we can be part of that group of five people that helps other people get to where they want to go. But I think that we've got to courageously say how we think in order for those people to know who we are and how we can help them.
It's about having our voice be recognized. Mm-hmm. You know, I agree with you. Sometimes people are afraid to even say that they think differently or feel differently because maybe they are afraid they will offend, right? Mm-hmm. And so they hold back. So being courageous to be able to share, I think is really important. And that is authentic. That is authentic.
I love what you said there. You cannot get worried about offending other people if you want to value authenticity in yourself and others. And I think there's this weird dynamic sometimes where on the one hand, everyone's saying, be authentic, be your full self. And at the same time, when we see someone else be authentic and we don't like it, we're like, canceled. We don't like that. Right.
Right. Right.
And I think that we have to understand that the other side of the authenticity coin is tolerance. And, you know, there's plenty of nuance to the tolerance conversation and things. But I think the biggest thing is if we really want to value authenticity in ourselves, we have to go and find ways to value that in other people. And we have to make people feel, especially like in our org, if someone tells me how they authentically feel about something in the business that they don't like, and I just go, wrong, shut up, you're fired. Guess what that does? Kills candid communication.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to talk to me.
Yeah. There's no respect there either.
No respect. And that's our other core value.
Yeah. Right? There's your other value.
And it has to be there to balance it. Because if someone has the courage to say how they actually feel, I, as a leader, have to listen and care. So I need to feel uncomfortable sometimes at the things that people would be willing to say to me. Like that's my measure of candid communication is if they're not making me feel uncomfortable occasionally, then that means candid communication is wrong. Candid communication demands us to be in uncomfortable spaces at times. And so I think it's a good check on ourselves. Like, can we live in those uncomfortable spaces? And if we can, I think we're valuing authenticity in other people.
And to me, it's also about growth, right? We can all learn to listen more and not respond so quickly. You know, take time to think for the response. So our response is more authentic than reactive. Mm. And it's a growth. Can I learn to become tolerant? Can I learn to listen to another perspective? Can I give value to another voice? Because everyone, I believe my core value is everyone has a longing in their soul to be loved, known, valued, and celebrated.
Love that.
And that's how I try to live my life from. And when I deal with people, it's like, I want that. So I need to learn to give that to others. So when they spend time with me, because I'm a life coach. And so I want when people are with me and they're asking me questions, like I want to know that I added value, that when they leave the conversation, they feel heard. Mm-hmm. They feel heard. And I think all of us feel so much better when we feel heard. I think that's a core value of just being human.
Mm. I love that. It's crazy. It's really crazy sometimes how just being willing to listen makes all the difference. Sometimes people just need to come to you and just like know they're not alone. And I think it's a mistake I've made as a leader before of wanting to go and solve problems so much that sometimes the most important thing I can do is actually just listen.
Mm. That's so good because I've been there too, where I want to solve a problem and then I forget the person that's there as well. And so as I'm solving the problem, I could be offending a person. In fact, newsflash, I think my next episode is going to be on offense. You know, how we can offend people, we don't even realize it. Mm-hmm. And other people are offensive and they don't realize it. So what do we do? And how do we handle that so we can all move forward? So yeah, that's coming out soon.
I love it. I'm going to need to listen to that one.
It's coming out soon. But I just love the whole concept of your company because it's so needed. And I really love listening to videos where I feel inspired, and you can tell when someone is talking from their heart. How do you get, share with us, because I want everyone to hear Like, how do you teach people? I mean, do you help them become authentic? How do you help people get over that obstacle?
I think the most common thing I see isn't a lack of a willingness to be authentic. I think it's more of a, I don't know how to be authentic. And I think that's a disconnect from ourselves, right? Like we get so caught in our day-to-day and our responsibilities and our obligations that I think it's very easy for us to lose the skill of just checking in with ourselves and listening to how we react to the situations and things that are happening around us. And so I think the first thing is going through the exercise of, do you understand your why? Do you understand why you get out of bed every morning and don't just, you know, run off the ledge of a cliff to be dark, you know, like truly why do you wake up and do what you do? And that answer is so personal and different to each of us. And once you understand that, the why, then it's about, okay, well, if that's the why, what does that look like? Like, what are the actions I do in my life that show that really is true? Like what's the evidence of that? And oftentimes when I go through this exercise, I realize, wow, there's a lot of stuff in my life that's not lined up with that why. Like, I need to like go and align those things more. And so how that works in story is when we talk to our clients, we say, well, do you understand your why? And if you understand your why, what are the areas of your life that you're interested in or want to have an impact in your community around? And that comes down to topics. We call these our content pillars or topic wheel. But essentially you say, you know, Debbie, you, for example, I really care about, as a life coach, my why is helping people. I can't remember exactly word for word what you said, but help them, see their full potential and feel valued and loved, right? And so some of the things that you might care about, the areas of interest you might care about that relate to that would be things like mindfulness or self-awareness or, introspection or effective communication. And those are all topics that relate back to that why and encapsulating and embodying that why. And so then we would give you these AI generated suggestions of like, here's a hook and an outline of a video you could create. And it's not necessarily a script unless you want a script, but I personally feel like scripts are a bad way, because I think if you get a framework of how to make the right video content, you can add the knowledge and perspective that's going to be uniquely you. So it's really about making it so you don't have to be a professional video scripter. It's about how do we just let anyone who has something in their heart that they want to share have an easy way to get that out of their head and into something that's consumable for other people.
So it's as if you take the why of the person, but that you give them content that comes at different angles to help them get out their message.
Right.
Oh, well, I love that. So you must love what you do.
I do a lot.
Yeah, I would highly recommend anyone who's listening to reach out to Connor and get involved with Story. You know, the story of our lives matter. He has a way of helping you get your story out in a powerful and inspiring way. And, you know, working with someone who's passionate about what they do, I mean, that's always the best thing, I think. And I have this quote here, and it makes me think of you, just listening to you all of this time. And it's from Gloria Steinem. Without leaps of imagination or dreaming, we lose the excitement of possibilities. Dreaming, after all, is a form of planning.
Mm-hmm.
And that so reminds me of you. Like from the beginning, like you just were in a dark place, but you started to have a dream. You had a thought and you just didn't lay that thought down. Like you wrestled with it and you decided to take action. And that dream actually is a form of planning. And so in closing, what would you say to encourage anyone who's listening right now that for two things, if they're wanting to start something, maybe they don't believe in themselves, maybe there's a lot of doubt, and also to someone who would potentially love to be a client of yours?
Yeah. You know, the chance of life existing at all from a scientific perspective is like 1 in 30 trillion, some insane number. Mm-hmm. And the mere fact that you exist, you are one of the most unique and rare things in the universe. You, no one's like you at all. Like every single one of us is completely unique. And the impact that any one person can have on another person is immeasurable. You know, I even when we're in dark places, I think that we sometimes allow these very negative frames of ways to view our life kind of take over, where we almost view it in this cataclysmic
yeah.
kind of viewpoint, where we're saying like, nothing I do is right, everything I do is wrong. And I think it's just important for you to remember that you have this absolutely rare piece of consciousness inside of you that has the capability to at any point say, I'm going to do it different. And I don't think it matters what your past has been. I don't think it matters what, you know, whatever has happened before this moment you're in right now. There's the future, and the future is not written yet. And you have the means and capability to make it different for yourself. And I think that if you're in a dark place, find some spark of belief in yourself and let that motivate the next step. And it will feel very difficult, but each step will feel a little bit easier. And I don't think you have to go start a business to be successful. I think that there's so many ways that you can find meaning in your life. And I think it just comes down to understanding what's your why. Like, why do you want to make a life better for yourself? Why is that in you? And when you understand that, I think the path will start to get more clear. And then for people that want to be potential clients, we're a startup, we're a tech company, disguised as a marketing agency. And our whole goal is, how do we make it easy for people who have something to say it in the best possible way? You know, we just want to make people look good. I kind of imagine us being the megaphone for people that don't know how to quite get their voice to reach the other side of the world, you know, and that's what we are, is we're a megaphone for our clients to make sure that their important messages are heard. And so if you're looking to build a personal brand, if you're looking to build a community, if you're looking to build an audience that you want to have a meaningful relationship with, that's what we're here to help people with. So would love to work with you if you know, you're listening to this and feel like that might be you. And like I said before, if you want to sign up for our free trial, we do a free video edit. You can play around with our AI prompts and things. And it's been so wonderful being on here with you, Debbie.
Oh, I've enjoyed it, Connor. I'm so glad that you reached out. This has really been a special time together. And hey, anybody who's listening, who does not want a megaphone in your court to help you live out your dream, what you feel like you're called to do, your purpose, your plan, your potential? And as I know you're listening to Connor, you could hear his sincere heart. You hear his authenticity. You know, it takes one who's authentic to be able to help others step into that and be comfortable in being authentic. So I'm going to have all of Connor's contact information in my show notes, and please reach out to him, because I'm going to look for these videos from different people. It's so exciting what you do. And I know you're making a difference, Connor, in this world, and you're making it a brighter and a beautiful place. And I want to thank all of you that are coming each week to listen. You're the Transition Tribe. We always come together to embrace, grow, learn, and be transformed by the purpose and the power of the transitions in our life.
Thank you for joining us today on the Transition Bridge podcast. We appreciate you. If you enjoyed listening today, please go ahead and subscribe or review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to check out the show notes. And for more information about Debbie, go to debbieronca.com. That's debironca.com.